So generally we say that husband and wife, they are opposite, they have their own strengths and they complement each other. But if the opposites are such that they create, they don't complement, but rather they lead to contradiction, they lead to conflict, then what to do? Yeah. It's difficult because with the change in society, social structure now, just for surviving in a competitive world, even women have to take on some masculine qualities. And sometimes the men also have some effeminate qualities. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but they're just a functional need in today's world. So we have to see that there is, we all have our own conceptions of how a relationship should be. Now, for example, when we talk about gender roles, we may have seen our parents, we may have seen some other family member, some other relatives, or some other acquaintances, how the gender roles functioned. And based on that, we have our own conception of how the gender roles should be. And it's quite likely that our spouse has a different conception of what the gender role should be. Because before the modern age, the gender roles were quite clearly defined. And people had a basic, there was a more or less reasonable division of labor in family. But now, it is not that people don't have, because now the society has changed so much. So those, the traditional gender role division may not work practically. And more important than that is that we don't all have the same conceptions. So we have a certain expectation, certain stereotype of how the gender role should be, and the other person has a different expectation, different stereotype in their mind. And then we expect that I will do this and you will do that. But they don't understand that. They think that I will be doing that and you will be doing that. And so basically, now our actions flow from our conceptions. So, for example, if I have been habituated to driving in India, then I drive in a particular direction of the road, and I conceive that as the right way to drive. But if I come to America and I drive from that way, I'll get in trouble. But I will automatically drive the way I drive in India because that my action has drawn from my conception of what is right. So basically, if in a marital relationship, if there is honest communication about, what is it, what is the conception of the gender roles that are there? What is it that a wife is expected to do? What does the husband think that a wife is expected to do? What does the wife think that she is expected to do? What does the wife think that the husband is expected to do? What does the husband think that the husband is expected to do? So these roles, we have our conceptions based on which we have expectations, but because our society is so changed, these conceptions may not, our conceptions itself may not be matching with the reality of what is practical in today's world. And our conceptions may not match with the other person also. So if there is clarification of expectation, that this is what you can do, this is what I can do. This is what you expect me to do, but I can't do it. This is what you expect me to do, I will do it. And then, although there can be dissimilarities, see, there are dissimilarities, there are differences, and there are dissensions. Dissimilarity is just a fact of life that will be there. Then, that means the differences I'm talking about, differences are differences of opinion. This I think this is, you think I think this way, you think that way. But the dissension means there is tension, there is conflict. So dissimilarities are unavoidable. We all are different. And differences of opinion are also unavoidable. But if there is a basic understanding which is shared, then those differences don't lead to have to lead to dissensions. They don't have to lead to conflicts. That means that if basically just like in a cricket match, say, you know, a fielder can also sometimes play the role of a wicketkeeper. And a wicketkeeper can also sometimes be a bowler. And a bowler may also have to bat, and the bowler may also be able to bat sometimes well. The batsman may also bowl. But overall, each of these players have their own roles. And that is the role that they will do, and they will do it well. And in exceptional situations, they can do other roles also. So, but if the captain is expecting the bowler to be a good batsman, and the bats poorly, and then the bowler is thinking, I'm here, the person is thinking, I'm here as a bowler, why am I not getting a chance to bowl at all? The captain is expecting the bowler to perform as a batsman, not as a bowler. That is a mismatch of expectation, because the roles are not understood, roles are not defined. So like that, if there is clear communication that yes, we have these differences, and in some cases the differences are complementary, some cases they are contradictory, but this is what is the reality. So, you know, what are the roles that, what is the division of roles? No, is this what you're going to do? Is this what I'm going to do? So this is actually this kind of clear discussion, candid discussion, clear thinking. This is all in the mode of goodness. So when to some extent we do this, then we will find that the contradictions that are there, which lead to conflicts, they will go down. And although there may not be natural complementarity, and not the husband and wife may not be naturally complement, but they may not be effortlessly complement to each other, but we can become effortfully complement to each other. We have to put in an effort. Now, okay, I don't really like to do this, but if this is what I need to do, I'll do it. And I love doing this, and I'll do this. But if you also like to do it, you can also do it a little bit, whatever. So basically, if complementarity is not naturally there, then complementarity has to be conscientiously established. And for establishing that, there has to be a clear understanding of what is the conception of the gender roles in the family, and what is the workable reality in today's world in that particular relationship. When that is taken care of, then things can be improved substantially. Thank you.